Blog Talk Radio.
Here's another one. And another one. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's Lady Night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L site. Keep the rhymes right, yo. I just raised this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack and pull the roadie with the chips in the wrist. Here's a fresh hit. I've dismissed all you chicks. Spit six from the fourth, fifth. Make you dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with the hole in it. Y'all just hope it and tote it. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that. Got some head down track. You jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the box, in my double. Let me see you do the bank head. If you're rich, if the rap may rest the QB, and I got all my sisters and men.
And divas, welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I'm T.
This is Rachel.
And this is Shelly.
What's up, ladies? What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up, Diva?
How's everybody?
I'm
fine. How's your week been?
My week is going
good.
Well.
It's going good. It's hump day. I'm glad to be here. See another day. Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Well, you know, what is it? Hump day. So, you know, hey, you know, it's about that time for us to get it in. You know how we, you know how we do it, you know, and we gotta do what we gotta do and make everybody else happy on the hump day. They gave us the best day, the middle of the week too. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
exactly.
So I mean, and if y'all got some juicy talk for tonight or whatever.
Yeah. I got a topic for tonight. We have a topic for tonight.
Okay.
The topic for tonight is what would you do if your best friend told you that your mate was sending out new pictures on the internet and was planning on leaving you? What would you do in that situation?
Whoa.
Oh, what?
Ooh.
Deep, baby.
Wow.
That's real deep.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes. Things to make you go. Well, me myself, I would check into the situation, you know, and find out what's going on, you know. But I would also question, why does that friend know so much that I don't know?
Wow.
Oh,
that's
good.
You know, I mean, what are you doing that he's even coming at you to tell you these things?
Wow.
Good point.
That's my answer on that one. I definitely have to look into that. I don't know. Definitely, I do some investigating like I was the popo.
And your best friend, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Red flag.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
So something is like, hey, that situation right there, that's a great topic, but it makes the things to make you go,
What about the leaving you part? What do you think about that?
Why are you so into telling my mate, my man, whatever, and sending nude pictures? How did you know about the nude pictures?
And that you planned on. And that you planned on.
I mean, you have seen these pictures? So, she's going to be questioned, and so is he.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing looking at the nude pictures? Why would
exactly.
you get the new picture?
I play popo. I definitely be playing some popo.
You're not gonna play popo, are you, Ray?
I'm gonna play investigator like you would not believe.
Wow.
My homework.
Wow. That's deep though.
That's painful too to hear that they're sending the new pics on the web and that they're planning on leaving you.
Exactly.
That's a double whammy right there.
So how do you know that he's sending these new pictures?
Right.
That's going to be my question to her. Did you see these new pictures? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like I said. That's definitely a question from, you know, to my supposed to be BFF.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You're right.
And you know what, ladies, divas, with that being said, we're going to open up these phone lines because I know they're on fire. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on this topic with us divas, or just sit back, kick back, and listen to the show. Like I said, things to make you go, But again, I don't know. You know, at the end of the day, are we still going to be friends? You know?
That's true.
At the end of the investigation, I'd probably be losing a friend, and I'd probably be losing the mate. Well, we're going to get the public, you know, opinion on this. We have Celeste from New York on the phone. Celeste, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
Welcome
hey,
to the show.
Hey, Gus. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Diva Squad.
Well, you know, this topic is so interesting because I think with the website, with the Facebook, with the all of the online dating, I think a lot of times what happens is that men create these fantasies and create these scenarios that they're going to do this, they might do that, but in all reality, it's just their little area where they're imagining things. Is it a good thing? No. But sometimes it's not, you know, as valid or as obvious as it might appear. And maybe the friend just was perusing a website, came across these pictures, and, you know, said, hey, I know him.
Mm-hmm.
That does. Am I being naive?
No.
Not at all. That's
am I giving them too much of the benefit of the doubt?
No. Because
no,
not at all. You never know. It could be something just, you know, simple, or it could be something, you know, a little more.
But then again, I would say, yeah, you know, because you ain't, if you my man, what you doing spreading it all over the internet on social sites?
Yeah.
Right.
That's true, but again, you know, it's that fantasy, I guess, you know?
Just I'm a fantasy, all
wanted.
Right.
I got to go with the other ladies. They were saying, how does the best friend know all about this? I got to go with them on that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's tuned into that, you know, that website. What's that dating, you know, like Match.com, where, you know, you put in your profile and they put in their profile and they just randomly send pictures or links to people and you can click on their picture. So maybe
no.
That's it.
That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. We got to go to our first song, Love on Top by Beyonce.
Okay. Take care, ladies. Bye.
Stars all the way from
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I was dancing.
But you can't be putting my love on top, dog, sending out new pictures.
Wow.
Love on top.
Well, Celeste gave us her input, and she hit and ran.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, well, I'm grateful that she called in. Thanks, Celeste, for calling in, if you're still listening somewhere.
Yes.
Thanks, Celeste.
You know, mm-hmm. like I say, those phone lines are lit up.
Oh, we got another
Don't
one.
Be scared to push one, callers. You know, chime in with us. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in with the Diva Squad, because you know what we're doing. We're going in.
We have another one. We got another one. Rita. Rita. Are you there, Rita? We have Rita on the line. Is Rita there?
Yes, I am.
Hi,
Rita.
Hello,
hey, Rita.
How are you?
All
good.
All right. Welcome to GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
No, I didn't. Sorry. I just tuned in right now.
Oh, okay. Well, the topic for tonight is, what would you do if your best friend told you that your mate was sending out new pictures on the internet and was planning on leaving you? What would you do in that situation, Rita?
Wow. Well, Rita, before we get your input, Rita, we want to bring in Angie first, and then we'll get your input. Angie, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Divas.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, shout out to Rachel, my sister-in-law.
Hey, girl.
What's going on, honey?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for showing us love. Did you hear tonight's topic?
I just heard about the you know, pictures on the internet and all that good stuff. Ooh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. We had Rita on the line first, so we're going to get her input, and then we're going to get yours, okay?
Gotcha, yep.
Okay, Rita.
Okay, well, my input, I would have to say, honestly, I wouldn't even question my friend for coming to me and telling me. You know, I would thank her for even telling me, you know. And then I would have to put my hands on somebody. I'm sorry. Then would be plan on leaving me and then putting it online, letting people know that this is your plan. So, okay, first mistake, you got a woman and you're doing it online, you know, and you're putting new pictures up there. To me, you know, second mistake is, and you're going to tell somebody you're leaving me. I have a problem with that.
Wow.
No. So I'm going to put my hands on somebody, and then I'm going to leave him first. I'm going to have to go with my friend, you know, on this, because, you know, she's not going to know what the Johnson looked like or nothing. So, you know, therefore, if I ask her questions, she already seen what I'm supposed to have at home that's supposed to be mine, so not everybody done seen it. So I'm not going to ask her, oh, is there a birthmark or something like that, you know.
Right.
I'm not going to ask that question, you know, because then I'm already embarrassed, okay?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed because she done seen the Johnson and everything, and he's acting a fool online. I can't, you know. I'm going to put my hands on somebody. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna have to put my hands on them. So once I raise my hand, you know, to a black man, you know it's gonna be a problem. So one of us gonna have to go. I'm just gonna say, you know what? Before I put my hands on him, his stuff gonna be packed already. Like, you know. Now, if I want to take it a step further, I have to, you know, have my friend show me where the pictures are. I download them on the computer, print it out for him, put it on top of his stuff. Like, here you go.
Girl,
because you can't say no baby please or nothing like that at this point when everybody done seen your Johnson. You know, that's
exactly.
Right.
Well, my input is because I've experienced this, you know.
I already
know what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Now,
okay.
What I did what I did my homework. You know what I'm saying? I had all my necessary ammunition in place before I even went at him. You know what I'm saying? And I went, you know, listen to my best friend or whatever, because we've been rocking forever. So, you know, she ain't going to really tell me nothing wrong. So, you know, I got all my necessary ammunition together. So, and then I made him pack his own shit. You got to get your shit and get up out my house. Oh, that's just the internet or whatever. Listen, it has to start somewhere, and you chose to start it on the internet, you idiot. You know what I'm saying? You know, once you send them pictures out, I don't care who deleted it, it's still there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I did. I'm not packing your shit. Get your shit and get up out my house. And that's the bottom line. Like you said, it's disrespectful. You understand what I'm saying? Especially when you see half the chicks, they coming at they friggin' hood boogers. Like, come on, this is what you want? Like, come on, I'm going to give you that. Get your shit and get up out my house. And that's
right.
That's just what
no
I
questions,
did.
No questions,
no questions. Again, I saw what I needed to see, and then that's when, listen, get up out of here.
Oh,
did he put a Johnson on there, though? Did he put a picture of the Johnson up there?
No, the picture of his Johnson, it was a personal picture to somebody else's phone. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't on the internet. All that other stuff on the internet was some crazy stuff. He even went to the point to as far as denying that he even had any children. He said about he only had one child. Nigga, you got three kids. Like, come on. You denying your family like that, you are so less of a man. And I can't fuck with you.
Head.
Oh, excuse me. I'm cussing. I can't mess with you.
One thing we don't do on this show. They do that on the Monday show. You might want to call on the Monday show if you like somebody. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. But, you know, when I get into that realm, it just takes me all out of character. But again, because I've been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? I've been there to get your stuff and hit the bricks.
Wow. Was he taking a long time, though? Was he taking a long time packing his stuff?
Oh, no, because he already know. And like I told him, don't leave anything, because anything less is going in the garbage. So make sure you get everything. Make sure you get everything. No, I'm not losing my energy to pack your stuff.
Divas, we have a John on the line. We have a male perspective on this. Mike, are you there?
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. I hear all y'all ladies talking. I heard one of y'all talking about this waiting to exhale thing where y'all would burn clothes and all that.
Y'all burn it up. Come on now. If they leave it, they don't want it, right?
Yeah. I'm going to break it down to y'all right now. Okay?
Listening.
Now, first of all.
No cursing.
I ain't going to curse. I'm going to stay smooth sailing just so y'all all get it right. Because I don't appreciate the bashing. Now. Now,
Mike, first of all, me personally, if
you want to send nude pics, go ahead and send the nude pics, but don't let me catch you with the dude. All right. Now, the part about leaving, that's where is the breaker right there. See, because to me, I don't think sending pictures is actually cheating. I'm sorry.
Now you know, Mike.
Start to cheating. That's the start of it.
I'm sorry. Because, I mean, you know, you don't know what this person's sending pictures for, all right? Me personally, I ain't going to lie to you. If it's just a girlfriend, yeah, go ahead, send a picture. Now, there's a lot of ways you can look at it. Now, if it's my wife, then yeah, that's something different.
No.
You understand?
No.
Yeah.
Well, if it was your wife, that shouldn't be nothing other.
No, you gotta realize it's a difference between having a wife and having a girlfriend. That's
right.
The way I see it.
No. You mind? You supposed to respect that? That's disrespect.
Okay, let me ask you, Mike. Go ahead.
What if you're not married, but you are engaged, and you will be married in about 2 months? Does it make a difference?
Okay. Well, you gotta realize that's something different. Because if you're gonna be married in 2 months, then that's my wife. That's a totally different story.
No,
you got to realize, you said girlfriend, all right? That's my girlfriend, you know
fiance.
What I mean? I'm not going to hoop and holler over it, because you know why? She don't got trust. I feel like a girlfriend don't have trust in it like a wife does.
Uh-huh.
Well, is it a difference?
Where is that supposed to start, though? If that's your girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? If y'all have this monogamous relationship, married or not,
break it down.
Where is that supposed to start? Where is the trust and all of that supposed to start? Before a woman was a man's wife, she was his girlfriend.
It don't actually work like that. You got people that have been together 10 years. You got people that have been together 10 years and still ain't married.
I was with 21 and wasn't married. But wait a minute,
fiance, that's just what's the difference?
Because you putting that ring, on that finger, that's dedication right there. You understand? That means I'm with you and you with me. That's it. A girlfriend, you gotta realize.
You know what?
Like, let me tell you about your females. See,
you can't even.
Y'all complain. Let me tell you about your females.
Right now,
I'm about to get open right now. Y'all complain and y'all do stuff. And y'all do stuff. Be quiet for a minute, please. Y'all do stuff, right? And then what? The bad part about it? Y'all females ask for the ring, and then when the guy give you the ring, you still want to go and do the nonsense. But then when you get married, you want to relax and everything. But you got that ring on, and that's when you should have stopped doing the nonsense. Now, a girlfriend is somebody that's going to go around. They're going to do what they got to do or whatever. It depends on how serious you is in that relationship.
But, yeah, that's an individual thing. That's not a general thing. That doesn't happen in all relationships.
Now, as far as my girlfriend,
you and that person, where y'all at mentally together. You understand what I'm saying now? If she's still out doing that nonsense or whatever, or he or she's still doing that nonsense, y'all have no communication going on. Like, this is, y'all have no establishment, I should say. There's nothing established then. That's not a girlfriend,
like,
then that's a jump off.
But so, you know, the messed up part about it, though, is what happens to when you meet someone, you get to know that person, you decide if you want that person to be your boyfriend or not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Therefore, when you meet the person, you know, you guys are dating or whatever the case may be, I doubt very serious that when you go into it, you're saying, you know what, yes, I want to claim you. You know, I'm going to claim you. I want to make you mine.
Right.
One day you're going to be my wife. But it's okay to take some new pictures and send it online because you're not my wife yet. You know, that don't even make no sense.
No, it don't.
See, I didn't say that. I did not say
that.
Yes, you did, Mike. See, that's the problem with y'all. That's the problem with y'all new millennium women now. They're not listening to what being said.
The problem is you don't remember what you said, Mike.
That's
you don't remember what you said.
Y'all not listening to what's
what
actually being said.
You got on a phone. Don't even try it.
No, because maybe you got to clarify yourself a little more because you're saying that it was okay for a girlfriend or a boyfriend to do that. You understand
That's
why I was asking, where is the trust and stuff supposed to start? Because before a woman was a man's wife, she was his girlfriend.
I said the girlfriend. I said, but when that ring go on that finger, that's a totally different story. That's what I said.
But a relationship is a relationship regardless.
No, hell no.
The
relationship, no goddamn relationship.
What kind of people
ain't
have
no relationship,
you dealt with?
No relationship. Where you get that from?
Right.
A relationship is a relationship.
A relationship is a relationship. It's me. If I'm with my man, regardless of whether we married or not, we still got to have that respect, sweetie. It ain't because I don't have no ring. Like I said, I was with mine for 21 years.
All right, sweetie, let me ask you something. Okay, sweetie, you was with your for 21 years. Right? Yeah. You was with your for 21 years. Did you get married?
No, we didn't get married.
Okay, so now.
Common
you
law.
You were 21 years. Have you asked them to get married? Did it even come up?
Oh, the marriage was definitely. Indeed, I did.
Okay. Did you get
away? Guess what? He didn't want to until after I threw him out of here. Then he tried to come back with a $5,000 ring, and I sent him in that ring.
Listen to me, sweetie. Sweetie, listen to what I'm saying. Okay. Now. Ring, right?
I'm flattered you called me sweet.
Her name is Angie.
Okay. He got you the ring, right? How long did it take before he got to the ring?
Thousand divas. I'm going to bring on
that 20 years. That 21 years he took.
Thousand divas. We have another caller. We have Kia on the line.
Oh my god!
Better call your homeboys up and tell them to help you out a little bit.
I'm about to break something down to you, if y'all females be quiet and listen.
One at a time.
I
want to
hear what you
got to
say.
Mike, we got Kia on the line. Mike, Kia, are you there?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Non-substance Mike, right, Kia?
Exactly. Non-substance. Anything that comes out of his mouth has it. Don't have any value
you know
or substance. You can't even touch that. Yeah.
Y'all must know each other personally.
Yeah.
Be quiet, Mike. I want to hear the topic. Be quiet, Mike. I don't have time for you.
She come on every show and mess with me. That'd be the problem. But let me explain something to y'all. Right? Now, I'm Miss Sweetie. Miss Sweetie, darling, listen to what I'm explaining to you. Hey, you said, how long did it take before he got to the ring?
It took the 21 years we were together when
Angie.
He got that ring. After he know that I wasn't with no more of his nonsense, then he wanted to go out there and get a ring. You understand
okay.
what I'm saying? He waited
if
until he felt that he was done doing what he had to do. Then he wanted to buy a ring. Listen,
Hold on.
Okay.
Now, if I can hold out with this, Mike, Angie said what she said
two times already. Mike, clean out your ears so you
can
hear.
Can you be quiet for a minute?
Whoever
that is.
And you're not comprehending what she's saying. You said women don't listen.
No, because, see, I'm making a point. Will you be quiet for a minute? Thank you. Now, the point I'm making here is
I want
to
hear this
the fact that he got you the ring, right?
Uh-huh.
So you don't feel he getting you the ring to advance your relationship.
No,
even
he tried to. That was
like
a.
Listen.
One at a time, please.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying. Can I finish talking? Listen, like you said, he got that to advance his relationship because what he was doing, he was done with. Regardless of how many years it took, he did, you know, he brought you the ring. You understand? But you, on the other hand, what you really mad about, you're not mad about what he was doing. You mad because it took him 21 years to get that damn ring to you. That's what you mad about.
I love relationship. You know what? I can't.
A ring, that's every woman's dream is to be married. You understand what I'm saying? But listen, I could have got 20,000 rings before that one. Don't do it because you got busted. You should have did it because you loved me.
No, he didn't do it because he got busted.
Yes,
you
he
understand?
Did. Yes,
no,
he
did.
Didn't. Yes, he
well,
did.
I
that's
did
right. Because, uh-uh. He did that because he got busted.
Exactly.
No, he did not.
Why is he trying
he
to analyze her relationship, Dr.
Now.
Phil?
He got busted.
No, he didn't do it because he got busted. He did it because of a simple fact. He's tired of it.
He probably
was doing a lot of dirt or whatever. You understand? But the fact is, he got you that ring and you turned it down. So
I
sure did. Because he
and
got
we'll turn it down again if he come here with
Mike.
It again.
Okay, let me ask you something.
I'm
going to solve it right here.
Mike needs some help. I have another Don on the line. Maine, are you there?
Yes, Mike don't need no help, but I'm glad it's another Don on the line. But let me say something real fast.
What is the topic?
Wait, I need to ask my sweetie something real fast, please.
Be quiet,
and then I ain't
Mike. Please be quiet.
Now, let me ask you something.
Hold
you
that
go,
for
no,
a minute.
Can you be quiet
one
for a minute?
At a time.
All right, I just want to ask her one question. Did you go back to him after he got you that ring?
Absolutely not.
You know what, Mike? You're not paying attention at all.
You know what? I'm paying attention, but y'all trying to ban the brothers and bash the brothers because of some new picks.
No,
new
this is something personal I'm talking about. It ain't got nothing to do with brothers because I love my brothers.
Listen.
Wait a minute. Kia, I ain't even had a chance to talk.
Right.
Y'all with this damn bell.
Kia, are you ready?
Yes. My big way.
Okay, we're going to get Kia the floor for a bit. Have you heard of
Kia? No, I was trying to hear it, but Mike was talking. Now I'm trusting Mike was talking.
Okay, well, Kia?
I didn't even hear the topic.
Okay, you're ready.
The topic for tonight is, what would you do if your best friend told you that your mate was sending out nude pictures on the internet and was planning on leaving you? What would you do in that situation?
There'd be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing.
That's what I'm talking about. That's right.
Guaranteed.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Come on now.
Guaranteed. Listen, man, you got to fix that. Listen, as hard as I
All right, all right. Let me ask you something, Brown, man.
Can you let the man speak?
You got a
Mike?
Lot of questions, Mike.
Can you let Maine speak?
And Kia never did get the
work I put in. the work I put into my relationship, man, and knowing for a fact that I'm on the up and up, you definitely got to fix that, man. You got to eliminate the problem, period.
Let me ask you. Now, all y'all saying relationship, how long is the relationship? What if you just knew this guy for 2 or 3 months? What if you knew this guy for 2 or 3 months? Y'all all saying slow flinging, power bringing, but you only been in the house, what if you only been with him for 2 or 3 months?
Well, two or three months, there's really no establishment, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It is an establishment.
It's not like Mike is speaking from experience, man.
That's what it sounds like, right?
Got a little hurt in your voice, man.
Yeah, he'd have got some nude.
I'm trying to explain something.
I'm trying to
let y'all know. Oh, Tia, be quiet.
You be quiet.
No, you be quiet.
You're
going to go to another song.
Right.
By Money featuring Omarion Restraint.
Mute Mike on that. That man. He sounds angry.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, what do you want to call this situation?
What situation?
This situation.
There is no situation.
There is a situation. You must be honest. You know, the way you look at me, the way I'm not dreaming this. I'm not, you know, making this up in my head. You know what I mean?
We're just friends.
All right. Yeah, we're just friends.
You present this, but I see you every day. This crush is something stupid, makes me act a certain way. We won't work as lovers. You're me like my brother, keep these feelings on the cover. What we got in common, period, point blank, comma. I'm more like beer bottles, and you be popping bottles with these models. I know it sounds cocky, but I'm gon' get over there. Try to convince myself it's not that easy. I'm not the girl who really acts as needy. It's not up for discussion. True, I wanna touch it, but I don't even trust this nigga. Whoa,
I can't describe what this supposed to mean. What's this supposed to mean? Stop and I go, you're fucking up my flow. You wanna be in control, but that ain't gonna happen. You say this is so foolish. But you be acting clueless. I'm a shenanigan with this show, movement. While I'm dividing, multiplying inside.
Why don't you make it? I don't give a fool.
Say I'm like your brother. Must be kissing cousins. When I don't give a fuck, somehow I end up butt naked and bruised. I ain't got a lot after truth, cause I can't describe what this supposed to mean. What's this supposed to mean? We can't define
what these feelings mean. What these feelings mean? Do they mean?
What do they mean?
Heard that one.
Me either.
Yes.
That was nice.
Yeah, but hey, that was pretty restraint. What?
Yes, that's what I'm
restrain me. Oh, oops.
That's right.
Is everyone still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
That's your problem now. You want to get me straight. That's the problem. You want to get me straight.
That'd be a problem, Mike.
I knew he was going to come out with something. I don't know what it was.
I don't want to be in restraint or something. I don't know.
You sound like you're angry with women, Mike. That's the problem.
No, I ain't angry with women. I'm happy with mine.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. What would you do?
And we're happy that you are happy with her.
You wouldn't restrain her, though?
But do you think she's going to agree with what you were saying about these pictures going out and saying you'd leave it?
If it was my girlfriend, I wouldn't give a damn if she agree or not.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. I'm getting tired of hearing Mike's voice. Let's get started.
You got to turn the echo down.
Mike's voice.
I think that Tia phone, when she came on, the echo started. Fucking nonsense.
No. I have echo on my phone. That was not my phone.
Anyway.
What? Are we all echoing? Hello? Not coming from my phone.
Not mine either.
Mine is echoing too.
What's the question again? I'm
okay.
So confused tonight.
The question, the topic of tonight is, what would you do if your best friend told you that your mate was sending out nude pictures on the internet and it was planning on leaving you? What would you do in that situation?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how would my best friend know if I don't know. If I'm on the internet, how she finish if she's on the internet. I'm sometimes forgot that right there.
You're not on the same website she on, obviously.
I mean, I don't want to be on the same website she's on.
Maybe she knows somebody that you don't.
Right.
See, that's why she's not my best friend.
No, that's not necessarily true. If your friend's on a website that your man happens to be on, okay, and she sees that your man is sending pictures or whatever, a true friend is supposed to tell you, right?
Right.
If that's your friend, she's going to tell you, okay, well, you know what? This is a situation. Right. I've seen this or whatever. I'm going to tell you about it. That's a true friend. She might be doing some things that you don't know about. She came and told you she's seeing your man's Johnson.
I don't want my best friend or nobody else seeing my man's Johnson.
I'm claiming it. I wish you would.
There's no way he would be doing that. There's no way.
But
no
the
way.
Phone lines are lit up. The number to call is 646-238-3.
And he planning on leaving me?
Yep, that's
yeah,
he's going to
leave
me, girl. He's going to leave you.
I thank God for 5 older brothers. Lord has blessed me with 5 older brothers. Thank you, God. And I got 4 older godbrothers. That's like 9 brothers. 4 of godbrothers and 5 of them old brothers. Believe me. And then you got some of those ratchet family members. Somebody's going to jail.
Hold up.
You gonna get your older brothers because a dude leave you?
I'm gonna get my older brother with your dad.
You know what? That don't make no sense.
And they probably give me his teeth in a plastic bag. So I'm not.
Go ahead. Teeth in a plastic bag. You know what?
They probably take the pictures and like, here you go. Oh yeah, 5 older brothers, you best believe.
Excuse me, Dons and Divas. Hold that thought. The lines are lit up. The number to call is 646-238-3838. Press 1 to get in on this topic with us and the callers, or just kick your feet up and take the ride and listen to it on the show. That left
Mike, what am I supposed to let do with the older brothers? I'm supposed to not tell? I mean, what's the purpose of somebody you have in the works of having older brothers? I'm not supposed to use them?
Well, I'm going to use my hands first, personally. I'm going to use my hands. I think I'm pretty talented.
You best believe I'm going to
need backup. If I need backup or something, then yeah, I'm going to call my brothers. But otherwise, I'm going to start it off right myself, like, for real.
Oh, yeah. I know I'm going to jail, so I ain't worried about that. But, you know, thank God for, you know.
I'm just going
to say, have my money.
You won't go to jail if you act like you know, like you don't know what's going on.
No, I'm going to jail. No, I'm going to jail. I know I'm going to jail.
Somebody better have some bail money.
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to jail. And believe me, I'm going home to put up for bail, but I'm going to jail, too.
Yeah, it's going to be problems and situations. But you know what? It's just as easy to tell them to kick rocks.
There's no way.
He's
going to
kill
the rocks,
right?
He's going to kill the rocks outside.
Exactly.
But they're going to be kicking him and kicking rocks and, you know, using him. So I'm not worried about it. Then, you know, I'll be out. And I don't even have to go to jail. You know, I'm going to have to sit at a desk, you know, probably. They probably won't even, you know, handcuff me or anything.
But now I think about it, I'm too cute for jail. I don't think I would do well.
I know I'm too cute for jail. You
know. I don't think I would do well.
I know I won't be put behind those bars. I just probably sit at the desk. Mm-hmm. And that's only because I can't use two of my brothers. I can use the other three.
See, I don't know. I'm too cute for jail. I don't even know if I could do that.
I ain't going to jail.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I know I'm going to die if I go to jail because, see, the first time a woman approached me is going to be a problem. I'm already mad because I'm there.
I know that's right.
Well, I'm back.
Because nowadays it's going to be a couple of women that will approach you.
Exactly. And I'm always in heels, so I'm probably going to be whipping his behind in my heels. So, and then, you know, I fix my hair, so they not going to lock me up. My hair's always done, so no.
They don't get you.
Oh, no. I'm probably going to have to put my good bra on or something and have a little
bit
of trying to get me out of it. Something. I'm just saying.
But I'm going to have to get what I got.
You see, that's the problem. See, now you're talking about going to jail and everything and all that. But you see, if you would have handled your stuff properly, it wouldn't have had to happen.
What does that have to do with improper handling?
I just heard Justin ain't going to jail, and I got disconnected, and I came back on the line.
Well, you guys, well, find out the full information. I'm just saying that if it comes to that point where you catch somebody's liable to go to jail, somebody go get their butt whooped or something.
I heard her specifically say, I'm glad I got five older brothers before I got disconnected. In other words, so if a guy was to leave you, what, you going to get your brothers? Because
Mike,
he left you?
I'm going to jail. I know I'm going to jail if I kick his behind. I'm going to jail, Mike. And then that's why I got... only can use three of my brothers. I can't use the other two because, you know, they law enforcement. I can't use them, but that's what I'm saying. I can use the other three and four godbrothers. Believe me, while I'm in jail, they're going to be getting him and they're going to be keeping the bag.
Okay, well, listen up here, beat him up, Kia. Let me explain.
He did not just say that.
I don't get it. You want to hammer this guy down because he chose to do new picks and plan on leaving you. Handle it. Put an ace on your back and handle it. Walk off. Oh. Mom, get your five or your seven older brothers to beat the man up.
Okay, Mike wasn't paying attention. I'm going to jail and I'm going to have him beat up. That's what she said, plain and simple. Now, if Kia choose to get her brothers, then Kia, you do your thing, girl. Ain't nobody mad at you. Mike, I don't know what world you live in, because you talking about if the person's your girlfriend, then it's okay, but if it's your fiance or your wife, it's a problem. Come on, Mike.
Yeah.
Now, you mean to tell me something that you smashed, claiming one at a time, please.
What if you only been with this person for 2 or 3 months?
Sergeant D, but we have another male point of view. Dave, are you there? Dave?
I'm here.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi. Welcome to GQ Palace. Love and Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear tonight's topic?
Yeah, I heard the topic. And, you know, I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, first off, if you got a guy that's putting up nude pictures on the internet and he's planning on leaving you, why are you tripping about that? That's one less issue you have to deal with. That's one less problem.
My man Dave, I like what you think, my brother.
Okay, so Dave, reverse it. Reverse it, Dave.
Yes.
If you had a girl, if you had a girl now, Dave, and you found, and your homeboy came and told you that he's seen pictures of your girl's, you know, but JJ, on the internet, okay, on the internet, you mean to tell me you just like, oh, okay, well, that's just my girl, it's all right.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to ask if she make her money off of those pictures.
Wow.
Okay.
You are a pimp
mode right now.
That's exactly what I said, Dave. My man, I agree with you
100%,
my brother.
Obviously, you're not seeing no money coming up in there. Obviously, you're not seeing no money
flow
up in there.
Dave,
don't even open your mouth
here.
Don't even say nothing, Dave. Don't even open your mouth.
You know what, Dave? They get mad when you answer truthfully. You know what, Dave? They get real mad when you answer truthfully. That's what it's about. They can't handle the truth.
Tacky.
That's what it is, Dave.
That is not no truth.
That is real tacky. If she's making money off of me.
Okay, but not for nothing. If she said, yeah, if she said, yeah, she's making money, but she spent it on next week, what you going to say?
Oh, wow. She said she's making money, but what?
She said, yeah, she's making money, but she's spending on the next food.
Come on, you adding stuff on now, man.
No, I don't think it's an add-on question.
Right.
It goes along with what he said about making money.
You know what you do? I tell you what you do. The pimp slapper like a hoe and take me on my dough. That's what you do.
Like her, Dave. Like, I think I have
Mike. Dons and Divas, hold the line. We're going to go to our next song, Share My Love by R. Kelly. Hold
on.
Dave, don't even answer nothing
no
more.
Dave or Mike, mute them all.
Together, populate, make a world better, populate. How much money supposed to be coming up in there?
You don't have to ask how much that you paid for it.
He gonna tell her what to. Listen, you better go out there, hoe, and get that money and bring it on back. Come on, don't fake pimp about it. Don't say, oh, it's lucky. Don't be a fake pimp about it. You're gonna pimp. Be a pimp, a real pimp, not your part time pimp.
But listen, you know, I'm back. They cut me off again. They cut me off again.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that they keep cutting you off.
Oh, my God. Why?
Well, we have
no sense. Everything
that
comes out
your
mouth
don't
make
no sense.
Thank you.
We have someone to add to the conversation. Kitty, are you there?
Oh, hey. Lord, another one.
Kitty?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey,
welcome,
Kitty.
Hey. Welcome.
What's up?
Hi, Kitty.
What's up, y'all?
Kitty.
What's the topic?
Okay, Kitty. The topic for tonight is, what would you do if your best friend told you that your mate was sending out new pictures on the internet and was planning on leaving you? What would you do in that situation?
Oh, Lord.
First of all, he can send whatever you want, but just don't think you're gonna be sleeping here.
That's what I'm saying.
And first of all, on the internet, half some pictures is bogus anyway. You can go Google a dick or Google whatever.
Ooh.
So I mean, you could do that. So who's to say if it's really them or whatever? But honestly, I don't walk my dog on a leash. So, I mean, you know, and I'm not wearing no collar. So, at the end of the day, it's my saying, is there's no trust, no what. So, do what you feel. And, you know, I mean, you know, your friend might hear this or whatever. But in the meantime, he's still coming home bringing the check and all that. So, I mean, you know, I personally, let it play out however, whatever. But at the end of the day, he better be worried about what I'm doing while he's doing him, because I'm definitely doing me.
Y'all single people, then that's not a relationship.
Exactly.
And that's my thing. If that's what your people gonna do, then be single. Don't claim to have a spouse or a mate. When this is what
Johns
you're
going to
do.
Johns and Divas.
Well, you got to think about it. Look at all
hold
the
on,
look at
hold
that
on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
We had to pause for a moment. Sorry, y'all. We need a moment. I'm going to bring two callers on. We're going to bring on Elijah and Dallas.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Please tell me she did not just say step with Kia.
Please.
Who is that ratchet ass Kia?
Oh, he's all ratchet. You did not just say that.
So now, please, with the cursing. All right.
My bad.
Thank you.
I thought this was such sucking Wednesday. My bad.
No.
My bad.
Okay.
It's
I want you to act right now.
Hey, they just said no cursing. Why you cursing?
Hey. cursing.
Hello, Dallas and Elijah. Welcome to GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you guys hear the topic for tonight?
No. Who's on the air? I want to know who's on this air first.
Okay. Oh, you want to do a roll call?
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
All right. We have Mike, Rita, and Jakia, Dave, and Kitty, and
Rita.
Elijah, and of course Dallas.
Rita.
Yes,
Rita.
I'm here.
I said Rita.
I am here.
Okay.
Mike got a little dick, that's why he's showing it. Oh my god, they suck. Somebody done stole his pictures. I see, by the way, you talk, you live in a project. We gotta stick to the topic.
One at a time. Yeah, she's one of those project birds.
You
I'm going to send you a clock through the window, catch it.
You mad because you know what you can't work the
I'm
going to
send you a clock through the window, catch it.
Excuse me. Hello, donkey.
Excuse me. One at a time.
I didn't say nothing. I don't even know who that girl is.
Wait a minute. While we trying to get this in order, we're going to go to our next song. Everybody hold the line. We're going to go to our next song, Forgetful by Jaheim.
Yeah, I like to forget her, whoever that is. Sound like shit.
Oh, my God.
Should I go too, man?
One at a time.
Mike, I thought Monday was bad. Woo.
You're right, Dallas, right?
Dallas,
what do you think about the topic?
I don't even know what it is.
It's about Mike having a little dick.
Yo.
Okay.
Okay, you see, she has no respect. I think y'all should get rid of her and give her some chicken wings and french fries and let her go on about her business in the private.
Let her call her on Monday.
Fries. Oh, Mike. Oh,
my
God.
That's what he said. He's one of them types that take his chick to the drive-thru and order two Happy Meals, you broke back.
That's why I like you. That's why I like you, because that's where I would tell
Dallas,
you.
Dallas, you ready for
Dallas
the
Dallas and Elijah.
Yes, let me hear you.
Elijah, okay. Now. We're gonna get back to the topic now, okay? Okay. Tonight's topic.
I'm still stuck with the Adam's apple.
Hello.
I'm crazy.
All right, here we go.
Listen to the topic, please.
Okay.
All right, I'm not saying nothing else. I ain't saying nothing
Thank
else.
Thank you.
And please don't.
Okay, go for it, Shelly.
Clap.
Okay. Okay.
I'm listening.
Okay, the topic for tonight is, what would you do if your best friend... Well,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Everybody in the background.
Hey, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I know the topic, but go ahead, sweetie.
Okay, the topic is, what would you do if your best friend told you that your mate was sending out new pictures on the internet and was planning on leaving you? What would you do in that situation?
What?
But this after I put them out or before I put them out?
Oh, my goodness.
This is before you put them out.
I'm going to put them out. You're talking about.
But you're talking about leaving you anyway.
It's the brick. I ain't got to fight with you. I ain't got to do nothing. Come pack your stuff and listen. Kick rock.
Nah, you ain't gonna try to pack it. It's going out with you at the same time.
Look at that. Listen. All out of here.
Wow. That's at the same time.
Yeah,
wow.
And everything going in all the same bags. Clothes,
oh, wow.
Sneakers, food. Everything will be in the same bag.
The same damn time.
I'm putting nightclothes in the bag too.
Everything going in that motherfucker. The
well,
dog,
nice.
All everything going in that same
the
bag.
The dog.
That too. I want that mangy mud in my house.
You
I like him anyway.
He gonna have a wait in the exhale moment. Dump it all. In.
I am burning it up.
Call on fire.
So good.
But what would you do, Elijah?
Well, basically, I'm going into catch a cheetah mode. I'm gonna check it out. I'm going to internet. I want to check the picture. I'm gonna take my cue after the good lawyer. He never asks a question he don't already answer to. So I'm gonna check it out. And if I see the pictures myself, I'm gonna try to see if they're going to somebody, and I'm gonna confront her about it. It ain't too much you're gonna be able to tell me and shit.
So why you gonna confront her about it?
I'm still not gonna take nobody's word for it, but I'm gonna check it out for myself, and then I'm gonna confront her on it. I'm gonna see if she's gonna lie about it, if she's gonna tell the truth, then we're gonna take it from there. Please,
yeah.
But I don't see no way back from that. If you texting, especially next to naked pictures to the next man, ain't nothing you could explain. But if they just up there in general, you know, they could lie their way out of that for a minute. But you know, you'll see differences in the relationship anyway if she's stepping out like that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna print the pictures out and put them on and tape them to the bag with her stuff that's gonna be in the bag and show them the door. Damn bag. Ain't gonna be nothing else to talk about.
What about for the guys that was like, oh, that's not considered cheating? What would you guys say?
Nah,
that's cheating, man. That's cheating.
If you send a naked picture to the next man, you cheating. This is not Shelly night. That's Shelly night.
Or you got thought for cheating.
Shelly, how you doing?
That's where it start at. I'm going to send you a picture, then when we get together, I'm going to show you what I do with it.
You know what? You know what, though? Shelly, you know
I love her. I got a question.
Bye.
they tripping over pictures, right? But what about people who are actually having other relationships with other people, boning them? You know what I'm saying? And people still be staying with their men or women after the jump off then jumps off.
Some people are happy with that. They can't do no better. That's a personal preference. People be doing stuff like that. They don't have a choice. They don't have a choice in the matter. Local county AIDS wards, you'll find a lot of them sitting right up there.
That's right. Homeless. Dying to work for food. You
check
know what I mean?
Clinic.
Either one, they're suckers, or two, they got nowhere else to go.
That's it. They ain't got nowhere to go.
That's it.
So what? Figure this out. I'm afraid of Photoshop. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a picture of the vaginal area because I don't want to find somebody else's head on my girl's body. You feel what I'm saying? So I want to go back and I want to check the vaginal area and make sure that the tattoo that I put there is. Oh yeah, I'm gonna check the vaginal area. What are you checking for? Somebody can tell me about my man's Johnson. What are you checking the coochie for?
It's the poodle bob and jingling.
I'm trying to follow his logic there. What you take care of it? What that's gonna do? I'm just curious.
He want to make sure it's
his. Is that they got Dave?
Yes. That's the one that was wondering about the money at first.
Jay, don't even open your mouth the rest of this show. What you said in the beginning didn't even make no sense. You sound like Mike. Nonstop. Don't even open your mouth.
You see? I was minding my business. You see?
If you can't recognize it from Jump Street, I don't know. You must ain't spending a lot of time down there. I don't know what that's all about.
Another mic.
Hello. Johnson Divas. I need everybody to hold the line. Just stay on the line. We're going to go to our next song, Rum and Red Boar by Beanie Man. Let's chain it up a little. We about to go in. Let's do it.
We going in
already. Future fumble. The junk in my
God.
Junk again.
I'm drinking. All right. Oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm drinking rum and Red Bull. And if you let me out full, them want me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful. And I'm rum and Red Bull. Dance, I'll get drunk. Beside the deal with a flask, cranberry with ice in a glass. That's a light, can't find me, my last. Buy me one a liquor, come me and me one boss. Drink the junk that me endorse. After the flask, then we move to the court. Tell the bartender the bill restart. What kind of rum me use, wash off me heart. If you hide and drink, then you must get I'm caught. Drinking rum and Red Bull. And you see, let me heart full. Them want me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drunk. What you thinking? Everyone is a star. We live like kingpin. Sometimes I'm a go with a fatty or a slim thing. Now stop drinking. How much can you drink? Full up my cup and let me think. Be a sexy girl, I give me wink. Put her in the car, well tint. Who is a express himself to people upon the ink? Rum and Red Bull. And you see, let me heart full. Them want me get awful. Like them on the dance, I'll get drawful. And I'm rum and Red Bull.
Oh
was funny.
Tree man, let's go, man. With the blood clot, let's go, man. We're gonna do this, man.
Now you come with the blood clot. See what I'm saying? That's
is everyone still on the line?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we're still there. Yeah, I even understand I'm wing tip. I understand what we are dealing with, Ross.
Hey, I was over here doing, like, you know how they be rolling? Man, they be rolling when they be dating.
Yep.
That was a good one. Nice change up. Let's give our DJ a hand on that one.
Yes.
All right.
That was funny. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, is everybody still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is my favorite still here, Mike? Oh, they must have muted Mike. Oh, poor Tink Tink.
Hello,
and I'm still here.
Oh. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike, you just don't understand the realness, man. That's all it is.
I know. Yeah. Don't be a hater, be a participator.
Participator, you see? Basically, what they're trying to do is break you down so you can agree with them, so you can come on board. But listen, man, hold your ground and don't worry about it, because they're the ones going to fold. Running behind that person that's putting all those pictures online. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Mike.
Exactly.
Mike.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
How's your night, Mike?
Oh, man. I got a drink in my hand with the master plan. I'm good.
Mike, I got to say, I just love you to death. And I thank you that you are so supportive, seriously. All of you guys.
Hey, Mike. Mike, she about to send you a photo. She's going to show you all her holiday treats.
Elijah, I will speak with you on that a little bit later, but it's not happening.
Right.
I'm not sure I'm going to put a bomb online.
Look, if you comfortable with it, T, and you single, you do your thing, girl.
I ain't doing it. Sound like a mean man, and I wouldn't mess with him no way.
You know she waits.
Mean man.
You know you wait to pull out that two-piece and start taking them photos. I promise.
Yo!
People
I'm sitting up here like a blank stare. Like, are you serious?
You go ahead, girl.
All this ain't going to no two piece. You better make about four or five out of two.
Looks good.
Listen, don't worry about it. They could Photoshop it.
I'm standing down now.
Yeah. Do what you can on. They'll Photoshop the rest.
Right.
Oh man, y'all is
chop that down. Don't worry about it. Nobody has to be themselves anymore. You know.
Ooh, I have me wobbling down the street in a damn two piece. GTFO, out of here. You're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Terry.
My question is to Mike. Is Mike still there? Mike, are you still there?
I'm still here.
You have a girlfriend now, right?
I have a fiance now.
You have to put that ring. Because I was going to ask you, if she said somebody come pick you now, what would you do?
See, it's a difference. Yeah. I don't have to worry about that.
But that's not the question. The question is,
that is the question. See, I won't have to do nothing because I don't have to worry about that.
That's not the question, though. You still avoiding the question.
That might not be the question.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you what that wise woman told me. You don't say what your man or your woman won't do. Don't you ever say that?
No, mine won't do it. Now, let me put it like
this. You will bite your tongue on that. Listen.
I'm not worried about mine doing it. I don't have to worry about mine doing it. I don't have to worry about
it. It's getting hot in here.
But it's just a question, though. What would you do if she did do it?
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's too good. And you know what she give me and what I give her, it's too good to even send somebody. Yeah. So it's being done. All right.
All right.
So that's my answer to your question.
Yeah, the question is, yeah, I can answer that. I don't know what you would do. You probably lose your
mind. There you go. Be confident with your tingling, Mike, and
exactly.
Your
poop. Real comfortable with mine. I'm very, very, very comfortable.
There you go, because if ain't nobody else comfortable with it, yay.
Oh my God.
Do that, Mike.
He is confident that his giant is going to win something. Go ahead, Mike. I ain't mad at
you. Oh, here you go. Here you go. Here you go.
Go ahead, Mike. I ain't mad at you. You know, I ain't mad at you. You still come out with some non-substance stuff. But that right there, you got confidence, that's whatever. But that James, though, you got to get
positive.
Your fairway.
I don't
got to
worry about
like
that.
And as far as
me doing it, I don't do it. I ain't never done it. I ain't trying to do it. And don't got to worry about doing it. Now they're going to answer to your question.
Kia.
Yes.
Please don't get that one started up again. We the goddamn halfway quad. We want to kind of keep him there on that point.
matter when they in the fear of God. Do you fear God? Cause I fear God. And in my backyard, that's a dear God. And that's a horse friend. And to my core fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. X in the box, cause ain't nobody checking me.
Comfortable with their people being on the internet.
I have no idea.
Exposing it and all of that. Some people just don't play that. And like me, I listen. If I can't interest you or whatever, there's no need of you even being here.
That's right.
Fuck, like you said, bye bye.
No,
you
it
sounds
like a list of.
Huh? What happened? What happened?
That's what I was asking.
Maybe he has another conversation going on in the back.
Oh. I think so. But I'm with you, Angie. You know, what's the sense of even being together?
Yeah, why be here? You know what I'm saying? It's
not going to work, you know.
When you sound like some angry black women, that's what's going on.
No, seeing what's going on.
No, but you know what? I'm gonna be real. It's not none of the females. It's that little hood rat chick that keep coming on talking. I don't know who she is. It's that little hood rat chick. I don't know who she is.
I didn't say that girl.
But I'm good. I got my. I'm happy. I don't even know.
The only thing I said was that you too little to work the middle. That was it. Goodness, come on, get over it.
I don't have to work the middle because I don't mess with birds.
Get over it. You acting like a hoe on TMS. Give it a rest, girlfriend.
Oh my God. You a bum. You're a bum. I kept my cool with you, little cornball. I tried to keep my cool with you. I bet you don't got no man. You're desperate. You're indeed.
Your
stuff is like.
I
bet you any amount of money.
You ain't
a two-piece chicken. That's what you are.
You
a two-piece chicken. Get a job.
Damn it.
All up in his love fantasy court.
Okay, Judge Mathis.
Because in little, you wouldn't be mad. Who gets mad about somebody saying you got a little dick? If you ain't got a little
Oh, you could tell. I'm gonna keep it real. No, seriously. Can I say something seriously? Can I say something seriously? This is Mike.
Yes.
I'm on here. I'm having fun and everything. All right. I don't have no problem or anything. But when you real talk. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself. But
right.
It sounds like Shorty's getting a little attitude.
I stirred the pot. I had to mess with you. Now what?
That's what I said to you. Y'all know each other personally.
I have a question for Dave.
Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Y'all just ruined
my whole, you know.
But anyway, Dave, my question for you, okay, are you the person that says that we sound like a bunch of what, black women? What was that?
Angry. He said angry.
Angry. Okay, now, Dave, are you the same person that wanted to ask your girl if she was getting paid? So I'm going to have to call you broke pimp, Dave, okay?
Exactly.
So irrelevant right now.
Exactly. I told him don't come back up here. Please, everybody just chew him out. Don't come back up here, Dave, with that nonsense.
Lavina,
angry woman. Dave, don't even open your mouth.
This is beginning to sound like Judge Judy. Listen.
Can y'all let Dave break it down, please? Break it down, Dave.
Can I have a second on the floor real quick?
Dana?
This is Dana. Who's Dana?
Where'd Dana come from?
That's Mr. Dana, who's the Speaker of the House, who's not trying to get Obama.
No, you're not the Speaker of the House, sweetie, but you can go ahead.
Mrs. Dana, can I get a...
When did we bring Dana on? You tell him how you really are right now. See, you the itch in a relationship. That's unacceptable. So don't call Dana. You can't talk.
Dana? First of all, when did we bring Dana on? Hold up. Who is Dana?
Dana is Dave, ladies.
Okay.
I tried
to
go
wrong with him.
I knew it. With personality. Don't be a mouth. Can I get Dave to throw up for a minute?
No, we cannot. No.
I said Mrs. Dana because when you follow politics, Dana is the one who's been with the Republicans who's trying to get these tax bills not passed.
Right.
So I'm just trying to get
now,
a second
on the
floor.
That tax bill ain't got nothing to do with the people's
lives.
He's just using that as a reference. He ain't saying that.
I know. That's why I'm shutting him up.
That doesn't make sense. That's not even a footnote. It don't even go with this topic. That's not even a footnote, reference, or nothing. That don't even go with this topic.
I'm going to do that. I'll tell you, non-substance. She was right here.
Rita, what's the question that you asked him?
What I was explaining to him was the fact that he has to ask his girl if she's getting paid for it, and he's supposed to be the pimp, then obviously she might be getting paid for it, but she's not giving him the money.
That's why you got renegade. My bad.
Don't even say nothing, Dave. Just be quiet.
Don't even open your mouth.
Dave. You would have been better if your name was Dave and not Dana. Now I know.
Now I know. Split personality, Dave and Dana.
So you know what happened? I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. Dave saw the pictures that his chick was putting on the internet.
Wow.
Go ahead,
Kia girl. Go ahead.
Listen, I didn't understand what she said, but listen, check this out. I heard, somebody talking about going to jail and all this other stuff. Listen, man, that's not normal stuff. If somebody's going to leave you, let them go.
That's not normal.
You talking about going to jail, getting beat up?
You been on a radio show telling people that they angry females is not, come on, let's be serious, okay?
Kia, listen.
Yes.
If your man do something like that, let that raggedy, you know what, go. Let him go on to the next.
Let me tell you something.
Man, woman, or whatever, let him go.
Let me tell you what the thing is. When you come
I
ain't
catching a case
for
none of these wingtip losers.
Y'all really
get this shot right now.
One at a time.
Excuse me. Let me answer this question. When I walk in the house from work and somebody tell me and I ask them, he tell me, yeah, it's true. Of course, a pop gonna be probably right there behind. Whatever next to me, of course, I'm gonna hit him with it. And of course, we're gonna be arguing and fighting. So I'll pick up something and the first person, he's gonna be black eyed. But who you think they're gonna rock up? Me. And while I'm getting down there going to jail, who's the first phone call I'm making to those brothers of mine? So what you think? You actually think they're gonna let them walk around here? No, I don't think so. That's the part of the being the youngest of all these siblings, five of them after these brothers.
I have a question. Yeah, kid, you saying if the dude hit you, then
I come in the house, and my friend called me on the phone and said, I seen this and pictures all over news over the pictures, and this will walk in the house while I'm talking to her, and I said, really? I say, listen, Sam said if he can get pictures all over the internet next, and he said, yeah, so what's the problem? You think I'm not going to knock him upside the head with a pot?
Crackerjack.
You know what I'm
here? Kids, real talk, I would be like, all right, tomorrow we'll be going to work. And listen, we'll be going to work. He'll come home, and he won't even be able to get in locks to be changed, and your truck is right outside the door.
Everything.
See you later.
Show will.
He's gonna have two foot and out the door.
Oh,
he's leaving, but I'm not gonna
try to head.
Dana, I want you to hear a story.
Well, you know what? See, you men don't really feel it like that because y'all usually the givers. You understand what I'm saying?
No,
now you could do a survey
and
check it anywhere that men, women are always the predominantly the victim. So that's why you can't feel what women are saying right now.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Any woman that said that she's going to walk away and at the moment she's standing next to a pot and she don't want to pick it up, come on. I'm not the only one that's going to pick up something and knock them past his
ass. You ready to pop to
the
house.
You're
looking
at him
like
he's
looking
at
him
thinking
all types of ways about him.
Dons and Divas.
Listen, man, here's a real truth story.
Hello.
You don't have no truth story.
Excuse me. Dons and Divas, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but if anyone have a final say on this, you can speak now.
Listen, here's a real truth story.
He
I got a friend who's married.
You don't give a true story. You know what?
You don't want to hear no story.
I got a friend who's married.
And let me tell you a true story. You know what?
True story. I got a friend who's married, and his wife is posting pictures online. That's why I feel the way I do. His wife is posting pictures online, okay?
Uh-huh.
And here's the site. It's called backdoor.com, if you ever heard about it, all right?
Ooh.
And somebody sent me the link to his wife posting pictures online. Sent him the link and showed him, listen, this is what your wife is doing, okay, while you're at work.
Okay.
Okay, so this is firsthand. I sent him the picture. I said, listen, man, I don't know what you're going to do, but here's the link. Here's the picture. She got a phone number up and all that.
Wow.
So you do what you got to do. And that's his wife. You feel me?
Okay.
So now that you come with this story and I'm telling you, listen, here's where I'm coming from. I got a friend. His wife is doing this. I sent him the pictures. I sent him the link.
He said that.
Now he's getting a divorce. But you know what?
Age is real.
He's not going to do it.
Like Spider-Man. Okay. Real fast.
Hold up.
But not for nothing. Even with your story that you just gave, okay, my brother. You gave a very good story. We completely understand.
But the topic was, what would you do? Not what would your son do.
What would you do?
So therefore, with the answer that you gave, that's your opinion. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
Boo-hoo, your friend is getting a divorce, okay, from this girl that was on backdoor.com or whatever the case may be. She's a whore, and she shouldn't have been posting to you on her anyway.
I agree she's a whore.
That's my final take. If you want to be on the internet and stuff like that, don't be in a relationship. Be single.
Exactly.
If that's what you want.
That's what you want, how you want to do it.
Period.
Exactly.
I think everybody has different expressions, but
that.
At the end of the day, I think everybody kind of agree because the relationship ends up a broken one.
Yeah,
exactly.
heartache and misery.
Blank
that's all
there.
It. And then no
my.
Trust, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's
no
like
no trust, no us. See you later, because I ain't got time to babysit. Get on.
There ain't no babysitting.
Right.
I know that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm gonna call on Mike. Do you have a final say, sweetie?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Y'all have made my mic mad. I don't appreciate that now.
I'm sitting here trying to understand what everybody's saying because everybody's talking at one time. So I don't
exactly.
know what everybody's saying.
Mike, you're not listening then because they just
I'm
gave
listening.
Us a whole
and you talk story. Too much, shorty. You talk too much.
Listening. You got the nerve to talk too much. All that rambling on that you be doing, that nonstop.
Exactly.
You talk too much. Give me
a second. Y'all are saying the same thing Chia said. Oh, y'all saying the same thing she said. You know, I say it like this. I'm going to say it like this.
Oh,
if
God.
You're sending pictures, if you're sending pictures and if your wife busts her in the head, plain and simple. That's
good
how
wife,
I see
me.
It.
Good,
Dave,
good wife,
I agree
wife.
With you 100%. If it's your girl, get that paper, homie. That's what I'm telling you. I agree with you 100%. You know, pimp snapper like a hoe and get that
girl. That ain't
double.
Your girl,
that's
and that's just
I
your
it.
Worker. That ain't your girlfriend. Shit, that's your worker. That's your employee.
He's not even an employee because he's not getting paid. So how is it an employee? Employee is somebody getting paid. If the man not collecting no money, then he not no boss.
He ain't no boss, no pimp.
Dave, can I tell you something? You know what they do, Dave?
seriously, we're running out of time.
Can you mute Mike and Dave?
Nonsense. Actually, we're going to go to one of our divas,
Shelly. Hey, Shelly girl.
What's your final take on this?
I bet you her picture's online.
What did he say? He bet you Shelly got pictures online.
One of the demons got pictures online. What?
You got pictures online,
Mike. I bet you got pictures online. I'm going on Facebook right now.
Hold on.
I'm gonna type
I
in
bet
Diva.
She's single.
Shelly, you got pictures online, Diva.
Absolutely not. I do not have any pictures online. When I was talking about that the last time, I was just messing around now. It is not cool in a relationship, whether you're married or a boyfriend and girlfriend, fiance. It is not cool to send pictures over the internet. I'm just going to say that. But if it was my friend, I would definitely tell her what the deal is and what's going on, and that would be up to her to do what she needs to do with that. But I would definitely let her know.
That, and that's
listen.
Church. And who
are
you turning
it
over to, Shelly?
Somebody just said,
Shelly, who
are
you turning
it over to? If you're in a relationship, you should be online. I agree with that 100%.
No, she did not say that. Don,
can we us connect you to give our final thought, please? Because you keep talking. She already said we're running out of time.
All right, go ahead.
I never said that you can't be online. I said that it really is not cool to send pictures on the internet or send pictures to anyone that are naked, and that just belongs to you and your mate. That's bottom line.
Really, it
is. Period.
That's right.
Shelly, you
right.
got pictures online. You go, girl.
The end of the day, listen, I love you guys. I love y'all.
Love you too.
I
want to
see y'all succeed. But listen, I don't want to throw pictures of you online either.
Dave, just hold on. Come on now.
It's been real, Divas.
Rachel.
My final thought.
Before I give my final thought, I want to thank the man above. Because without the man above, we would not have a show. I'd like to thank CC Chalice.
Amen.
Because if it wasn't for CC Chalice, we would not have the Diva Squad.
Amen.
Right.
Thank the Diva Squad. I want to thank all the callers for listening. You all, Rita, Miss Sweetie, Angie, Mike, Kia, Maine, Dana, Dave, Kitty, Dallas, Elijah. I'd like to thank all the callers and all the listeners. Next time, listeners, press 1. Now, my final take on this topic is... if you're married, you have no business with pictures on the internet like that. However, if you're not committed, then you're not committed and you do you. That's my final take on it. Miss T, we're going to put it back in your hands, Miss Diva.
Oh, wait. Well, you know what? My final say-so on this, period. You're a smut if you send the pictures out, period. Why you got to put them online? Don't nobody want that spank ass put up. Keep it to yourself. Keep it moving. Get a life. Go to bed. But anyhow, I would also like to thank the callers and listeners. And as Rachel say, most of all, the man up above. Make sure that you tune in. We have... Up show on Friday, Love and Entertainment, from 6 to 9 with our very own host, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite. Monday, we have 2 shows. First, Love, Lies, and Loyalty from 7 to 9 with our host, Steph Dallas. After his show, from 9 to 10, Relationship, Lies, and Deceit with Dr. Feelgood. Tuesdays, GPS Sports, 8 to 10, with the Mary as your host. Wednesday, Love Fantasy, the Diva Squad. That'd be T, Rachel, and Shelly from 8 to 10. And as I said, the host, you know who they are. And I just want to wish everybody a safe rest of the week. And we're going to go out with our last song. which is with Brandy, Wildest Dream. And thank everybody. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hey.
Moving on.
There ain't no replacement. It either is.